This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Happy Christmas Eve, everybody. This is Glenn, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, and this is December the 24th. We have a special episode for you today, and what that is the rest of the voicemails that we couldn't fit into Radiothon. So I've compiled them here for you, so hopefully you can enjoy them the day before Christmas. There's a lot of fun ones in here, and I've intermingled them with some of the music and songs that we had during Radiothon to make it a lot of fun. We hope you enjoy, and just because yours ended up in this episode didn't mean that they weren't good. It just meant we had way too many for Radiothon, and we're glad that we can bring the rest of them to you today. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holiday. Give your horses a hug for us and maybe a carrot too. We'll be back live on January the 2nd.
It's the HRN Radiothon. It's the best day of the year. 12 packed hours with your host. So get yourself a chair. There are prizes every hour, with the grand prize at the end. Say hello to special guests, congrats to those that win. We want your horse stories, stories that are funny. Like the time my horse got out and brought back a pony. It's the HRN Radiothon. The time is finally here. Yeehaw, ride him, have a happy horsey Radiothon this year.
Hi, this is Andrea from Vermont. I'm calling in to say what the sneakiest thing my horse ever did. Actually, it was a mule, and I was trail riding with my mom, and I was riding our Molly mule, or trail mule, but she couldn't see, and she got spooked one time, and she decided to take off and take off with me on her, and couldn't see where she was going, and got stuck in some trees and some brush, and it took forever to get her out, but that's the sneakiest thing, craziest thing that has ever happened to me. So.
Hi, this is Carol Carter, auditor, and I have a funny story to tell about my draft cross, Indy. Indy is 17 hands, about 1,800 pounds, and my neighbor who's involved in the story is about 5'3" and about 120 pounds and has basically no horse experience other than what she has learned over the years living down the road from me. She used to homeschool, so occasionally if I had to work late or something came up, I could give her a call, and she would put Indy out for me. And I called her one day and asked her to put him out. It was in the summertime, and asked her if she could put his fly mask on. So she's seen him in the field with the fly mask, but has absolutely no idea how it should go on. She told the story later that it took her about 5 minutes to figure it out with Indy's help, because he kept dipping his head and pushing towards the fly mask and cocking his head and trying to help her because she was trying to put the ears over his eyes. Anyway, after about 4 or 5 minutes, he finally helped her figure it out, and they got the fly mask on, and he was able to go out.
Here's one funny story where I bored my horse. One day I was monkeying stalls and then put hay in the stalls for the horses coming in soon. Then came back to put grain in the pails. I looked down and the hay was gone. So I went to bring one of the horses in. I came around the corner and there was Vinny carrying the hay from the other stall in his mouth. Happy as can be, I chuckled and smiled. It was Vinny, the pot-bellied pig. After all, that stole the hay from the stalls that day. It was the very first time Vinny ever did that, and he always get into trouble or doing something funny. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all. God bless.
Happy holidays, HRN family. This is from My Horse Truly in Kansas. I tore my hay bag right in half. Somebody snitched on me. Kicked my pony brother right in the ouch. Somebody snitched on me. Daily Dunkin' rinse in my tank. Give that electric fence a really good yank. My vet bills will break any bank. And somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting peppermints for Christmas. Even though mommy is mad, I'm getting training for Christmas. Ugh, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I won't be seeing Santa Claus. Somebody snitched on me, brother. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Where'd these cameras come from? Next year I'll be sneakier. Next year I'll be trickier. I'll start now. It's never too late. 'Cause someone will snitch on me.
This is a funny story about my horse, Bug. Bug is quite a character, and he's known to be able to open things easily with his lips. I go to the barn one morning, and I had someone else take care of the horses the night before, and they inadvertently forgot to do one of the safety measures about putting an extra chain on Bug's stall door. So I walk in the barn. There's no Bug in his stall. The door's open. The main door to the barn's open. So I walk out. Look in the pasture, there's no Bug there. So I go back in the barn. I still can't find Bug. I walk back the other direction towards the main door, and out of the corner of my eye, I catch Bug looking at me through the window of the tack room door. He had let himself in during the evening or the night, and he had completely removed everything off of any hooks or shelves and placed it on the floor. And because he's a rather large, stocky boy, when he turned around, his butt closed the door on himself so he couldn't get back out. So he had stood there who knows how many hours. Thank goodness there was no feed in the room. And had completely ransacked the room, but not hurt himself or really destroyed anything, just moved things around and looked at me out the door as though to say, "Mom, I'm in trouble. Can you please get me out of here?"
Hi, my name's Christine Soller. This is a track I made based off of my horse, who is a 25-year-old gelding. He's a barrel racer. Doing this song that I wrote up and sang for my horse, who is suffering with arthritis right now and having a hard time this winter. And I am so thrilled for you guys to hear this. The song is called Blue-Eyed Wonder.
His gold wrapped up like his eye. He likes beer and chatter and making me smile. He's my reason I've learned lots and why I survive. Oh, he's not judgmental, he's seen all my flies. He's been there when I've cried. My old horse, hidden 25. Oh, 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 oh. Blue-eyed wonder. Heart of steel. Mind of glory, out to my rescue, even when it's boring. Oh, oh, oh. up to my rescue, even when it's boring. Feel the wind on your face with every breath you take. Let your heart set the pace. Oh, my blue-eyed wonder. Mane so shaky, mind so wise. Who's with miles of light? Spent countless hours making memories. Oh, oh, blue-eyed wonder, wonder. Born of steel, mind of glory. Gallop to my rescue, even when it's pouring. Days are counting down to forever goodbye. But for now, I'll love and admire when my blue-eyed wonder. Wonders. Blue eyes wander by, blue eyes wander by, blue eyes wander by.
Hi, my name is Debbie Wilhelm, and I want to tell the funniest story about my horse, Catch-a-Tin Ben. Years ago when he was just a little one, he was about 4 years old, I found him walking around in the pasture with something in his mouth, and I could not see what it was until I got closer to him. Once I got closer to him, I realized that he was carrying around a deer bone with the meat and everything on it. Where he found that, I don't know, but he carried that bone around with him like a dog with a bone, and it was just so funny.
Yeah, I want to tell you about my pony, my cheeky pony named Willow, Willow of the Nine Lives. I loaned him away to a friend because she needed a pony to keep him company, and he was doing nothing. Now, a friend loaded him on a trailer and took him all the way over to her place and dropped him off, and then she drove home around the block, a good couple of miles way down the road. So Willow was in the paddock probably all of about half an hour when he decided that he wanted to come back home. So he somehow got out of the paddock, and the girl who had borrowed him went out looking for him to feed him at night, and he was long gone. She panicked, called me. Everybody was in a panic thinking, where the heck is this pony gone? Until late that night, the friend who had driven him there, who's many miles away, calls to say that a friend has said she's got loose horses. So she goes out thinking her horse is loose, only to find it's my little black pony running up her laneway, as if he'd followed the trailer all the way home to her place so that he could hitch a ride back to our house. So she kept him overnight and then brought him back in the morning. Stupid little pony.
The funniest thing that ever happened was a colt I had. He was about 1.5 years old. He was a registered paint. He was playing with his jolly ball, and it was half deflated, and he was running around, and he acted like he intended to jump it. Instead, he pounced on it with his hind feet. It bounced him up in the air, and he fell on his side. He didn't even bother getting up. He just sat there and laid on the ground and rolled on each side. Then he got up and he looked at me and walked away. And I was like, dude, you're busted. That was hilarious. And he knew it too.
This is Diane from Ontario, and I'm submitting a recording of the funniest, sneakiest thing your horse ever did. So this was a horse that I owned in the 90s. His name was Wilhelm, a.k.a. Willie. And he was one of those curious types who got into mischief. Under my care, he had the option of being inside or outside. since he was clever enough to unlock anything, much like our beloved Zeus. Damn it, Zeus. Years later, I sold him to a lovely woman, and I warned her that he was an escape artist. So her husband devised this locking mechanism on Willie's stall that he wouldn't be able to crack the code on. They insisted on stalls where the horses could have their heads hang out. So the next morning they went out and her husband found Willie in the feed room. He was furious. He wondered, how did that sneaky horse get out? Well, Willie had simply taken the door off its hinges. So he lifted the whole door off. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm wishing everyone and their animals joy and happiness this holiday season. Thank you to all of the sponsors, and thank you for putting on this wonderful program.
In the world of horse racing and elite equestrian sports, it's all about how to prepare and repair. Ice5 is a truly portable and highly efficient circulation therapy system for your horse. Before activity, prepare to prevent damage by using the Ice5's vibration pads. Repair after the event by using the unique combination of cold packs and vibration to minimize swelling and encourage blood flow. And because it's battery powered, Ice5 is truly portable. The essential and affordable tool to prepare and repair. Ice5.
You can find out more details about Ice Vibe at ice-vibe.com or horseware.com, or ask your local tack shop or online supplier for more information about Ice Vibe circulation therapy from Horseware.
It's 20 degrees, my horse feeling frisky. I knew taking a ride was gonna be risky. I tried dang tough, it just wasn't enough. And now I'm walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is my gelding. In his place is the feeling. I'll be out here alone, walking for miles, walking in a winter wonderland. In the barn I know my horse is waiting, acting like I've done him wrong. He'll say, Mom, you better give me dinner. I've been waiting here for far too long. Maybe someday I'll move with my pony to a place where it's warm and sunny. But I've got horses for days. I'll be horse poor always. So I'll keep walking in a winter wonderland.
Hi, this is Elena calling in. This is a loosely based around a pony I had, or a horse pony. As the horseman woke up, he stretched his arms and pulled on his clothes. Wandering into the kitchen, he poured himself a cup of coffee to start his day. He looks out the kitchen window to see his backyard in awe. Today was going to be a good day. The sky was blue. The grass was green under the summer morning sun. The horses were grazing on the lawn and, wait a second, the horses are out! The horseman's heart raced as he dashed outside, pulling on his boots on the way. Grabbing lead ropes, he roped around each of their necks and leading them back to the arena where they'd been turned out for the night. He caught the next two and then the last one, a little dapple Palomino mare who trotted up almost mockingly. While the horses were eating their breakfast, the horseman inspected all of the gates, but nothing had been broken or amiss. He couldn't figure out how they'd escaped. The next morning again was a beautiful day. The sky was blue. The grass was green under the horses. The horseman again threw on his boots and marched away each and every horse back into the arena. How did they get loose? He had triple-checked the gates last night. As he turned around, he saw his lovely, dappled Palomino walk over to the arena man door. She bit the round doorknob, rattling it around in her teeth. This was it, he thought. This is how they had escaped. The horseman shooed the mare away from the door and ran to his workshop, picking up a few nails and a square scrap of carpet. Bringing his supplies to the arena, he nailed the carpet scrap to the door so that it would cover the doorknob and the scratchy side was faced outward. The Palomino walked over to see what he was doing, and she nuzzled the carpet covered and squealed. The horseman took this as a good sign. helping him sleep that night. The following morning, he peered out of his kitchen window, coffee in hand. The sky was blue, the grass was green, and the horses were still in the arena for their nightly turnout. Today was definitely going to be a good day. Thank you, everybody, and wishing you guys a very happy holiday season.
Hi, Radiothon. This is Elizabeth from Georgia, and this is my entry about Speedwell, the Houdini horse. Speedwell was our first farm's first Houdini horse. For over a year, ever so often, he would just appear happily grazing outside his pasture. The 3 to 4 electric wire fence would look untouched, and we just swore he had a mischievous look on his face. We'd put him back in the pasture and check the charger. Its healthy light was blinking, so we were mystified. This repeated over and over, and no other horses got out, and we couldn't figure out how Speedwell was getting out. Now, at 16 hands, we wondered, did he jump the fence? No takeoff or landing footprints were found, so I just started keeping watch to try to catch him in the act. When finally it happened, he could not see me watching, and that's how sneaky he was. I watched as he carefully put his head under the middle ground wire, lifted slowly, and just before it touched the top hot wire, he quickly stepped over the bottom hot wire. Through the fence he went. So I purchased a digital fence meter. It proved how smart and sneaky Speedwell was. If the meter read below 2.5, he would get out. If above 2.5, he didn't challenge the fence. So Speedwell became my backup meter. He happily let me know when the fence wasn't up to par. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy Prosperous New Year to all the people at Horse Radio Network and Radiothon. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, this is Haley Clements calling in, and I'm going to tell you about my sneaky horse, Tony. He's not the sneakiest. He's kind of a goofy guy, so I feel like he doesn't get much past me anyway. But when I first got him, I wasn't very familiar with him or horse ownership at all, period. But anyway, the sneaky thing that he used to do was that every time I'd get on him to go for a ride, he'd pretend he had to pee. So we'd walk around and then he'd stretch out and stop. And of course, you know, I wouldn't want him to have to go pee the whole time we rode. So I'd feel bad. So I was like, okay, sure, let's stop. So then we'd stop and I'd wait and wait and nothing would happen. And then I'd be like, well, that's weird. And then I'd ask him to go forward again, take a few steps, stop again, stretch out. So I was like, oh, well, he's got to go. And everyone thought, oh, geez, that is so weird. Why is he doing that? So I even had the vet out to look at him because I was so concerned about him. And honestly, he's done it ever since I've had him for over 2 years. So I'm pretty sure it's his sneaky way of trying to get out of work. And I hate to admit it, but it still sometimes works because sometimes he really does have to pee. And I don't know. 9 times out of 10, he's just being silly. But that one time, I'm just like, I don't want him to be uncomfortable. So honestly, it still works on me. He definitely knows how to take advantage. But anyway, I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And yeah, happy Radiothon.
The Sneaky Pony. My junior horse was an older Appendix Quarter horse, and at 17 hands, he was often mistaken for a warm blood. He was a grumpy old man and did best with solo turnout. My parents had a 2-stall barn, and as we all know, the second stall was soon filled with a cute 2-year-old pinto pony. We decided that the gelding could have the turnout during the day, and the pinto filly could go out at night. I get home from school later that week to see the fencing in rough shape and the 2 horses outside. I thought for sure someone let them out. So I grabbed the filly and returned her to her stall and proceeded to check over my gelding for injuries. And there she is, standing right behind me. I didn't get it. But how? Her stall door was still shut, so again, I returned her to her stall. This time I waited. Sure enough, the pony pushes under the heavy sliding door, just like a cat going through one of those door flaps. After having a 17-hand horse, and knowing just how heavy those doors were, we would have never guessed a horse would try, never mind be successful at escaping. Leave it up to the pony. Luckily, no horses were harmed, just the fencing.
Radiothon, Radiothon, Radiothon is here. Radiothon, Radiothon is my favorite time of year. Radiothon, Radiothon is always on my mind. Radiothon, Radiothon, here's hoping this year I win a prize.
Happy Radiothon, everyone. This is Kayla from Michigan, coming to you with my naughty horse story. I've had two different horses that were experts at breaking out of anything we put them in. I had a mare who was excellent at getting through fencing, and my most recent was a gelding that I had who was apparently an expert jumper, but only when he needed to escape. So one day I had put him in the barn. It was super hot outside, and it was cooler in the barn, and the fans I thought would make him feel so much better. My stall doors are about 4 feet high. And I put him in the barn with some food, plenty of water, some nice fans, some toys, snacks, the whole shebang. Probably about an hour later, I get a knock on my door, and I go to the door, and it's the guy from down the road, and he says, "Hey, I think your horse is loose." And I was like, "No, no, no, my horse is in my barn." And he said, "No, it's a brown horse, right? With a white face, my horse Nash at the time, he was a paint." And I looked at him and I gasped really loud and I screamed for my husband behind me in the house and ran past the guy to the barn and looked, and there was no horse in the stall. The door was still shut and nothing appeared to be out of place except some huge skid marks on the black top in front of the stall, where clearly someone had vaulted over the top and come to a screeching halt. And sure enough, he had ran out of the barn and ran about a quarter of a mile, half a mile down the road to the neighbor's house and wrecked his airstrip with his big, fat, thundering hooves and made a huge mess of the guy's yard, which he used for as an airstrip for his airplanes. So yeah, he was. By the way, he never actually jumped for me when I wanted him to. If I was riding him, jumping was a no-go, but he could jump just fine over a 4-foot-high stall door with no room to get a head start. So that's my naughty horse story. I'm sure we all have some awesome ones, and I can't wait to hear them. Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is Laura Gladden from Suffolk, Virginia, and I wanted to share the funniest thing that my horse does. He is a 17-2 Saint-Francais, and when he's released into the pasture on a warm day, he will gallop over into the pond just up to his chest and start splashing with his front feet. Even if you let him out early in the morning when it's not really hot, he still will just canter over into the pond and then start splashing all around. But if it rains, if he feels a drop of water touch his back, he is chestnut, by the way. He's a sensitive beast. When he feels that first drop of water, he sprints to the run-in to get out of the rain. So sometimes he likes water. Sometimes he does not like water. Isn't that how they all are? Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful holiday, and that is greetings from Galisteo in Suffolk, Virginia.
Hi, everybody. It's Lorene Barden, and hope everybody is enjoying their day and having fun. And I want to talk about the funniest thing my horse ever did. Well, it wasn't funny at the time, but my lazy quarter horse thought he was a jumper. One night, my daughter and I were at the barn, and the manager was deciding if she was going to put horses out for the night. Finally, she said, "Okay, horses are going out." So my daughter had Bramble on the cross ties. She unhooked him, walked him outside, thinking the other horses would be right behind. She put Bramble in his paddock, closed the gate, and started walking back. Bramble looked around, so that he was the only horse out and decided he was going back to the barn with Alicia. He ran for the gate, tried to jump it, but missed. His front legs went through the gate, the metal, it was metal, and the rest of him was still in the paddock. So he panicked, pulled backwards, and ripped the gate right off. He walked away without a scratch. He never had any swelling. He was never lame. He's an all-black horse, but now when you look at his legs, you see the white stripes across his knees where the gate hit. And that's my funny story with Bramble. Happy holidays, and hope everybody health and happiness, and love you guys.
Hi, HRN. This is Jacqueline Burke from Maryland. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas. And here's a little song that I put together. Open the barn door, sweep the floor. There's plenty of holiday fun in store. Swinging, swinging at HRN. All the hosts and guests too. They all know just what to do. Swinging, swinging at HRN. Now Radiothon is here this year, bringing gifts and Christmas cheer. Glenn's work is done, there is no doubt. So, hey, listeners, knock yourself out. Listen live and just press play. We'll be rocking till the end of the day. Swinging, swinging at HRN. Now you'll be happy as can be. That's this Radiothon's guarantee. Swinging, swinging at HRN. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah!
Hi, this is Mary Howell in New Kent, Virginia. My amazing half-quarter horse, Afarabian Shiloh, who got the AERC Hall of Fame earlier this year, has always been incredibly intelligent and great memory. So back when I first moved to New Kent in 2003, about 2 weeks after we'd moved in, I had him in temporary fencing the night of July 3rd, going into the morning of July 4th. I woke up early the next morning when my friend who used to board Shiloh called me and said, Shiloh has come over here. And you have to understand, my horse knew how to negotiate probably 13 miles of back roads with numerous turns at different intersections, and found his way back to her house, all because he wanted peppermints.
This is Matt from Maryland, and the sneaky thing my horses like to do is when I'm using the truck to put out hay, they'll sneak around the backside of the truck to be behind me and try and sneak a bite. So when I'm looking, if I notice one's missing, I have to turn around real quick just to catch them before they can get a bite.
Hi, HRN. This is Abby from Michigan, and I'm going to sing a song about my late boxer, Riley. Once upon a time, I had a dog named Riley. He was so very cute, but also he was crazy. One lonely winter's night, he ate chocolate espresso beans. Then he woke me up, and guess what happened next? Oh, 3 a.m. espresso beans, the craziest dog I'd ever seen, running circles round the pasture all night long. 3 a.m. espresso beans, the craziest dog I'd ever seen, running, running circles round the pasture all night long. The horses said, what's up? Why is this hound so crazy? I don't know why he's wired up. He makes us look so lazy. I do not really care. Let's let him do his thing. Let's put our heads down in our hay and watch him run away. Oh, 3 a.m. espresso beans, the craziest dog I'd ever seen, running circles round the pasture all night long. 3 a.m. espresso beans, the craziest dog I'd ever seen, running, running circles round the pasture all night long. I hope you enjoyed that, just so you know that he was perfectly fine after that happened. Merry Christmas!
Hi, this is Julianne Miller-Boyer from Landers, California, and this song is about my pony who sometimes startles himself by pooping.
Every pony is a pooper, that means darling, so are you, pony poop. Pony pooper. Every pony makes his piles of green and stinky pony poo. Pony pooper. Pony pooper. pooper. Oh, there's a pretty pony grazing in the grass. Do, do, do. When he's done digesting, it's time for it to pass. It comes right out his ass. Every pony is a pooper, but I love my little trooper. He's my uber super duper pony pooper. Plop.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Turn out the lights. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Merry Christmas!